Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia, Florida line. I hope that you guys are doing well today. Hello to my good friend Jake Johnson down in Talbot County, Chief of Police in Talbotton, Georgia. I hope you're doing good, my friend. It was so good to talk to you this past week, and I'm praying for you and for everything, and man, wish you much success. Just a few things before we get started. One, I just want to remind everyone, we are still in the midst of this coronavirus. And according to some national numbers, Columbus, West Central Georgia area is really going through right now. Columbus is considered one of the red zones in the nation. And so we just got to make sure that we continue to wash our hands. Let's use the hand sanitizer. Please, let's wear the mask. I was so glad to see that Governor Kemp went back and reversed his original stance of not allowing mayors to force people within their cities to wear masks. And now he's kind of reversed course on that, and he's now allowing mayors and city councils to vote on mask wearing in their particular municipalities. And as if the coronavirus wasn't enough to deal with, you guys, we have to also keep our eyes on the tropics right now. There are some storms brewing that are coming off of the African coast, coming across the Atlantic Ocean and to the Caribbean. And I think we may have two. There's projected to be two in the Gulf of Mexico this weekend, possibly as early as today. And what's going to happen is it's looking like it's going to move into Texas, and the other one could bring some wind and rain to our area right here in Columbus, Georgia. So we certainly need to make sure we keep an eye on that, especially for our listeners that are down near Dothan and Eufaula and South Georgia. You know, we saw just a few years ago that a very strong storm coming onto shore on the Florida Panhandle can cause some big issues in that part of the state for us. And so we want our listeners down there to also be on the lookout. Make sure you're careful. Make sure you're monitoring things, because, you know, we are in hurricane season, and things could get real bad there. So let's make sure we're very careful. If you're anything like me, you have been glued to the TV for the past week watching the Democratic National Convention. And I tell you, it was one of the most beautiful things, considering the challenges that we're having right now with COVID-19 and how difficult it is for us to come together in large spaces. I was very pleased with the creativity of the Democratic Party in preparing for the Democratic National Convention. And it was also amazing to see so many aspects and so many people get involved from all over the country, really all over the globe. Democrats abroad, Democrats in Guam, Democrats in various other places. And as a matter of fact, our very own Calvin Smyrie participated in an online chat for the state of Georgia for Joe Biden's campaign. Him and some other very, very, very amazing people talking about the importance of us voting and getting engaged in the election process. And that's part of what I want to talk to you about today for my first 15 minutes. Unless you've been up under a rock right now, you know, we have a very big presidential race that is coming up in early November. And I tell you, It's been amazing, the things, just unbelievable, really, to be honest with you, the things that we've been seeing coming on from a national perspective just to interfere with the process of voting. Now, all of a sudden, just a couple months before election date, now all of a sudden our post office system is somehow inadequate. And one of Trump donors who runs the post office system now, thanks to Trump's appointment, he gave an appointment to run the post office to one of his biggest financial donors. Yeah. Think about that. Exactly. So this guy is now going in. He's taking out machines. He's slowing down the mail. He's not allowing them to get overtime and things of that nature. And it seems like all of this is being done in an attempt to interfere with mail-in ballots for the election, because Trump has said himself that he thinks that voting by mail allows a lot of fraud. It allows a lot of fraud, you know, according to him. However, we have states like Utah in Oregon that have been voting by mail for a very long time. They've been voting by mail. That is really the crux, the design of their system. They send everyone a ballot, and people who want to vote mail their ballot back. They have not seen any widespread corruption. You want to talk about fraud and corruption? How about all those guys that were affiliated with Trump campaign that basically were duly found guilty by our judicial system of things they did, fraud and deception and lying to Congress and everything else? And his attorney general, William Barr, who is only there doing Trump's work, basically just let them all out of jail. That's just pretend you didn't do the crime. So it's the hypocrisy. It's the hypocrisy that gets on my nerves. It's like your friends can break the law and do what they want to do. But the moment a little black kid get caught with a little small bag of marijuana, you want to send him to jail and mess up his life so that he can never get financial aid and go to college. How fair is that? No one is above the law. No one is above the law. Point blank, simple. And so we got to make sure that we vote in this election like we have never, ever, ever voted before. If we leave this man at the helm of our country for four more years, we are in some dire situations. We will be in dire situations. We cannot say, as President Obama said this past week, our democracy itself is at stake. And I'm going to say that myself, too. Our democracy itself is at stake. The way I have seen the rights of so many eroded, locking children up in cages, all the things that have been done, calling white supremacists and racist individuals that were attacking and running over protesters and killing them, calling them fine people. And you bring that mess to the most powerful house in the world, the White House. And that's what we have to deal with as people. So we got to vote. We got to vote. I don't care how you vote. Let's talk about the different ways to voting. One, you can vote early. Early voting will be going on in our region. And early voting is a way that you can go and cast your vote and in a sense, do it early so that you don't have to deal with the lines on election day, or all of a sudden the machine's down and all this other kind of foolishness that we have to deal with sometimes. You won't have to deal with that. You won't have to deal with that. You'll be able to go right in there, get your vote on, and make it happen. And so early voting, the last week of early voting, we will have two early voting locations. But on the run-up to early voting, we will only have one early voting location here in Muskogee County. And that is going to be where we normally vote. And everyone knows where we vote. We vote at the Citizen Service Center, which is right here off of Macon Road. So beginning October, let me make sure I got this right. Advanced voting, general election. The actual election day is November the 3rd. So early voting begins October the 12th through October the 30th. You can vote at the Citizen Service Center, 3111 Citizens Way. That's where you go get your tag. You got me? That's where you go pay your property tax. You got me? You can go and vote there from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's right there across from the library, right across the little road from the library. That's right there by the Board of Education office. That's right there by the Natatorium, the big swimming pool that none of us ever use. That's right there by Rainey McCullough School of the Arts. And those of you that know my good friends, Gerald and Katasha Riley, is not too far from Overflow. It's right across Boxwood from Overflow. So, yes, we got to vote. I went through that because I want you to know where it is and I want you to vote. And if you could vote early, go vote early, because I tell you, as someone who was just a candidate who was just in an election back in June, one thing that you worry about the most is, will people be able to vote? And when my election transpired and my campaign team called me and told me, Teddy, there's a big mess over here at Canaan Baptist Church. We got people who've been waiting in line 2 and 3 hours. Some of them even waited 3 to 5 hours to vote. That's unacceptable, Columbus, Georgia. We cannot, we shall not, and we will not endure that again. That is totally, totally, Totally unacceptable. No other word to describe it. No one should have to wait that long to vote. So to prevent us from having these issues, because once election day passed, you don't get another day. You can go vote early, and then when you do your early voting, if something mess up during the early voting, guess what? You can come back another day, because you got from October the 12th to October the 30th to vote at the Citizen Service Center. Now, from October the 26th until October the 30th, we will be voting also at the Columbus Convention and Trade Center. So on the last week of early voting, there will be two locations, the Citizen Service Center and the Columbus Convention and Trade Center. You know the Trade Center across from the Marriott, right there on Front Avenue, right there where the train trestle goes across the river, right there where we all go for those chicken dinners. You know where the convention center is located, the convention and trade center. Yes, early voting will be going on there October the 26th through October the 30th. I really want you guys to make sure that you get your vote in. Now, if you're going to be voting absentee, and you can request an absentee ballot, if you're going to be voting absentee, listen to me and listen to me carefully. Please listen. I'm going to pause for a second because I want all of your attention, because I want you to listen. This president, Donald Trump, has made it clear that he is going to do everything he possibly can to interfere and intervene with our election. We cannot allow him to do that and be successful with it. One way he is already doing this is, again, the post office. We talked about the post office. Congress tried to give the post office $25 billion to make sure that they were ready for what was coming with this election and with the process. And you know what Trump said? That's too much money. They don't need all of that. We don't need to be voting by mail. That promotes fraud. But at the same time, he telling us we don't need to vote by mail. The Republican Party is sending Trump supporters literature telling them you might want to vote by mail to go ahead and get it in early. See, when you put your homeboy over the post office, then you can select which post offices you want to slow down and which ones you want to maintain operation. And you can select that based on where you know you're going to get most of your votes. So where your votes coming in will let the post office work just fine. But in a Democratic stronghold area, we got to make sure we hold up the post office. This is why I've always said, and I continue to say, that elections are extremely important. Voting carry consequences. You got to vote for people that know you and will fight for you. And that's why it matters. Because when people are elected to the office, they get to appoint people to certain things. They get to be a part of certain conversations. Are they in there advocating for you, or are they in there advocating for themselves? Well, we see what's going on at the White House, and we have an opportunity to change that, and we can change that on November the 3rd. Now, if you get that paper ballot, if you get that mail-in ballot, please, 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 the election is November the 3rd. I'm going to say that again. The election is November the 3rd. If you wait until, it, I would say, about 2 weeks before the election, which is going to be October the 20th. If you still have your ballot on October the 20th, do not mail it in. Listen to me. If you have your ballot, if you still have your ballot on October the 20th, if you get your ballot after October the 20th, do not mail it in. It will not get back in time. Your vote will not count. We will have drop places where you can bring your ballot. Like, for instance, during the primary, they had a drop box at the Citizen Service Center. Hopefully that box will still be there. And possibly other boxes around the city where you can go drop off your absentee ballot. Please do not put it in the mail 2 weeks before Election Day. You can almost bottom dollar, bet your dollar, it will not get there in time. It's not worth trying. is not worth sacrificing. When you think about the people that we have lost in such a short period of time, your John Lewis, your C.T. Vivian, and you think about other great leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks and Mary McLeod Bethune and all those great leaders who fought so hard for us, and they bled and they were beat and many of them died so that we could have this right to vote. This is not the time that we want to play with it. Let's get the vote in. Let's get the vote in right, and let's make sure that we rock the vote. Now, that was my portion. I wanted to talk about that. Of course, these are my personal opinions. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. It's not a reflection on Davis Broadcasting. It's something I have the right to do as the journalist, as the host of this radio show. I get to come on and speak my opinion. That's what TV hosts do. They speak their opinion. Radio hosts, they speak their opinion. So that was my opinion, and it's certainly not the opinion of Davis Broadcasting. So I just want us to do better. And I want us as a country to be on a stronger and better path than what we are. We are better than this. The soul and the conscience of America is better than this. And I'm excited right now to bring in, to deliver a couple words in an op-ed herself, our general manager, my good friend, Attorney Janice Granville. Take it away, Janice.
Thank you, Teddy. And happy Sunday, everybody. I'm Janice Granville, Vice President here at Davis Broadcasting. I want to first tell you thank you for listening to Sunday Conversations over the years. Sunday Conversations was born out of a desire of our president, Gregory Davis, to not only broadcast entertaining music, but substantive content. Sunday Conversations was designed to discuss issues that matter most in our community, issues of faith, social justice, health, entrepreneurship, conversations around history, conversations that help move our community forward. In addition to entertaining and educating, Davis Broadcasting has a desire to continue, in 2020 especially, to empower, thus birthing a new program called Social Action Days here on all of our radio stations at DBI. We all have power. We together can impact change. Multiple times a month, this company will identify one local, regional, or national need that requires action. We then partner with organizations that are actively doing this work. We will announce on the air the issue that we want the community to join in. We will discuss the history of the issue, the current information on the problem, and then present the action for our community to do together. Like writing letters, making calls, posting on social media, volunteering, virtually for right now, helping our families, our neighborhoods, our communities with needs that they really have here in Columbus. If we have to march, we'll march. If we need to drop letters off, we'll do that. It's about bringing attention to an issue and giving people a way to have their voices heard, to have all of our voices heard. Last week, we did our first Social Action Day with the issue of census. The 2020 census, sure, you've heard about it, but have you acted? Every person deserves to be counted. Just knowing the information is not enough. So if you filled out your census, please commit yourself to asking 5 people this week if they filled out theirs, and then give them the information they need to make it happen. Ask your essential workers that you come in contact with every day, your grocery store clerk, the gas station attendant, your bus driver. Ask the nurse that you go see during your doctor's appointment, because every person in this community deserves to be counted. Every person in this community must be seen by each other and by our government as important, as relevant. There is $1.5 trillion at stake this year. We want to make sure that Columbus, Georgia gets its full and fair share. Did you know that it's estimated that every person who goes uncounted in Georgia, the state will lose $2,300 each year? And you know the census is only done every 10 years. The 2010 census undercounted African American population by more than 800,000 people. And did you know what this information is used for? I know sometimes we hear people say it's about making sure we have the right political representation in our districts, and that's true. But did you know that the census information is also used to determine where to provide services for the elderly, where to build new roads and schools in our communities, where to locate job training centers. The information from the census helps to inform businesses and employers about opportunities for economic development and job creation. It determines whether seniors in our communities can afford heating in the winter, where the bus routes are, and it's really important to note that federal agencies rely on the census data to monitor discrimination and implement civil rights laws that protect voting rights, equal employment opportunities, and more. This is particularly important for African American communities, which have been facing discrimination and have been historically disenfranchised from voting over the years. The least we could do is make sure that we're counted so that those same laws apply to us. No one should be left out. The sacrifices have already been made. So the census matters. You matter. And in 2020, let's make sure no one is overlooked. So instead of having that frustrated conversation at your kitchen table or on Facebook or with your family member because you know that they're tired of listening, act today. ACT, act today. Do something today. We all have the power to make a difference. So simply go to my2020census.gov. That's my2020census.gov and fill out your census form. It takes less than 10 minutes. I've done it myself. Or call this number. Do you have a pen? The phone number is 844-330-2020. 844-330-2020. And remember, the law prohibits the census from sharing your personal information, including other federal government agencies, for 72 years. That's right, they cannot share your personal information for 72 years. Additionally, the law bans the census from asking questions about your citizenship or your faith or your political affiliation. If you live in that household, you need to be counted. If your grandmother and your auntie live with you, because Lord knows it takes a village, especially in these days, they need to be counted. If you're a college student living at home, you need to be counted. So, go to the phone and dial 844-330-2020. That's 844-330-2020. Get counted. Make sure that someone you come in contact with today or this week gets that same information. In 2020, our lives have been turned upside down due to the coronavirus. No one has been excluded. Unfortunately, many of us, including myself, have known people whom this virus has taken the ultimate toll. Columbus, I know we can get through this together. When we pray together and when we help each other, literally by bringing groceries, by giving someone a call, by sending someone a message or a card, when we really come together, we can get through this. But it's going to take each one of us to care about someone else. Now, while the coronavirus is new, unfortunately, the systematic racism and discrimination that exists in our community and in our world is not. What is new and renewed for many of us is our resolve to make a change for the betterment of our community. And it's going to take all of our community. So in 2020, don't just talk about it, be about it. Join us as we put passion into action and bring about change. Each one of us, individually, with or without an organization or a political position behind our name, can make a difference. No more excuses. If you still have breath in your body, you have purpose and power. Be on the lookout this week as we unveil the second installment of Social Action Days. Don't forget, Columbus, we are on the verge of a historic election, an election whose results will shape our community and our world for generations to come. Don't sit on the sidelines and let life happen to you. Get involved. Be the change you want to see. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Conversations. Please be sure to leave us your comments and concerns or your words of encouragement. Thank you again for listening. Keep the faith and have a productive week.
Lift every voice and sing, children. like this part right here. Come on. Something to it. Just encourage you. We're going to take you to church later. Let's go!
We'll keep marching right until the victory is won.
To all my brothers out there.
Hold your head up, brother, till the victory is won.
To all my sisters in the struggle.
Keep believing, sister, till the victory is won.
Till that day.
Till that day comes.
Hey.
Let us march on.
To victory.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.